February 7th, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5, verse 20. One cold night I stopped by my twin son's room to check on them before going to bed. They both appeared to be asleep. However, John murmured, "Cold, Mama." Checking in their closet, I couldn't find a blanket, so I slipped off my bathrobe and covered John with it. In the moonlight that came in through the window, I carefully tucked it under his feet and chin. He was so still and quiet, I was sure he was asleep. The boys were nearly 11, and I didn't often tuck them in at night. I went on down the dark hall to my bed and climbed in wearily. It had been a long, hard day. I knew I'd be asleep within minutes. "Mama!" came the call from the boys' room. I sighed, hoping John didn't need anything else. "Yes?" In a tone soft for John, he said, "It was nice when you took off your robe and gave it to me and even tucked me in. Thanks." The unexpected thanks from my son touched my heart, then caused me to smile in the darkness. My boys seldom expressed gratitude. I was always after them to say thank you. "You're welcome," I answered. "Night, sweet dreams," I added happily. And then I didn't go right to sleep. Instead, I thought about how John's thanking me for such a little thing had pleased me. Prompted by his gratitude, I began to thank my Father for many little things I'd neglected to say thanks for through the day. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you.